That makes sense. So, like, before you even start talking about what AI can do in the classroom, you got to make sure it's not putting kids at risk.
Exactly. It's like you wouldn't just hand a kid any old book. Right. You'd want to make sure it's age appropriate, accurate, all that. This is the same idea, but for the digital world. And a big part of that is data security, which honestly can feel kind of overwhelming.
For sure. Like, what does that even look like in a school setting?
Right. Well, the AFT actually suggests that schools should have, get this, data breach response plans in place.
Oh, wow. So, like a fire drill, but for digital emergencies.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think really highlights just how seriously they're taking this. But it's not just about the technical side, right? There's the whole human element too. They're really pushing for technology that encourages kids to be active learners, not just passively sitting there staring at screens all day.
Which, let's be honest, is a struggle even without AI in the mix.
100%. But it's where the role of teachers becomes even more important, you know?
Because even with the best AI programs, it still comes down to the teacher in the classroom, right?
100%. The AFT is really clear about that. Teachers need to have the autonomy to decide how this technology fits into their classrooms. It shouldn't be like, here's this fancy new AI program, figure it out.
Yeah, that's not setting anyone up for success. It'd be like handing someone a cookbook in a language they can't read and being like,
Ugh.
all right, make this gourmet meal.
Yeah.
Teachers need to be involved in choosing the tools that'll actually work.